Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
So we just had somebody call, and what was their concern?
She thought the lollipop
was
a bad idea, even though
Was I joking? I said I was joking. All right, so Candy called. She's got a 42-year-old son who asked a 21-year-old business acquaintance out to a dinner party, and the 21-year-old got cold feet, had her mom answer the phone the first time, then didn't return phone calls, and they had a business relationship, so the mom wanted to make sure that the advice that she gave to her son was a reasonable thing. And she said, just buy some flowers and go in and say, I didn't mean to put you on the spot. And I said, I think it's fine to go in and say, I didn't mean to put you on the spot, but flowers send exactly the wrong message. And that she's going to feel uncomfortable about it because she stood him up, essentially, which is kind of rude. And 21 isn't 42, but it's not 12 either. And what you want to do if you've said yes and you meant no in a social situation is to say, look, change my mind. Thought about this. Doesn't seem appropriate. You don't just stand somebody up. So there we go. That was number one. But so I said, don't take flowers. She could take a lollipop. And I was I said, I'm kidding. The idea being that she's so young, or a Barbie doll, right? The caller didn't think that the Barbie doll was, she knew that was a joke. I don't know. Folks, listen. And I said to Manny, Manny said, well, you know, people should just get a life. And I said, no, it's my fault because I know better than making jokes on the air. I mean, it almost always, I'll tell you the example that probably should have scarred me for life, but clearly hasn't done it enough for me to stop. Somebody understand, if you do what I do, that the holidays are tricky because people who are alone on the holidays are alone. So they're going to call in with issues that are really weighty. And one of the issues that people had when they first heard, because I was not the first psychologist on the air. I'm the longest running because all the other ones, the two people are on before I started have sort of faded away and a long time ago. So, but I was the third, second or third. I think Sonia Friedman may have been on like a week or something before I did. And Tony Grant was first and then Sonia and then me. And there was not satellite technology then, so we weren't technically, at the beginning at least, competitive with one another. And I was smart enough to not go talk to either of them before I'd actually been on the air for a while because I didn't want to mimic their style. And there were no role models. And so at one point, I was just local, and there was a national show that was coming up, and so they had me fill in. I think for Sonia. I think that's what it was. No, it was for Sally Jesse Raphael, that's who it was, who was not a psychologist, never pretended to be a psychologist, but she was kind of the Dear Abby in that she doesn't have a degree, didn't pretend to have a degree. She just was kind of your favorite person to talk to. And so she was going to retire, do a television show or something. So they had me filling in for her. And I was filling in on Thanksgiving Eve, the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, which is a terrible time to be on the air if you do what I do. Because the people who have families are either traveling or cooking, and they're not basically going to listen to the radio very much. So it's a high-stress time if you do this kind of talk, probably if you do any kind of talk, but specifically my kind, which deals with emotional issues. So I went on the air and said, no, I'm already a little stressed, and I'm just filling in for somebody, so it's going to be a tough time. So what I said was, I'll fill, you know, if you haven't, you know, you stuff your turkey, I'll stuff your head. And if you haven't defrosted it, don't worry. Just put it in the oven at 100 degrees and it'll be ready by Christmas. I was kidding. Even I know that you can't cook a turkey for 30 days at 100 degrees. First of all, you have to kill the salmonella, so it has to be higher than that. You would have think I suggested that we should napalm small countries. I mean, it was just... And so it should have taught me that you cannot make jokes on the air, that I was kidding. But apparently I have not learned my lesson. I have that kind of offbeat sense of humor that thinks, well, when in doubt, let's just kid about it. It's. I apologize for the impulse. I would love to say I'll never do it again, but we probably know, given my sense of humor and my offbeat sort of view of the world, that it may happen again. So I apologize profusely for all the...
I still think, you know, since you tagged it,
I did
say,
and she laughed.
Yeah.
She laughed.
And Candy actually just called us back, and she wanted to be sure that, you know, that we knew that she knew...
That I was kidding.
That you and yeah, we know that she knew. This was another caller that we were...
Yeah, no, I know Candy wasn't upset with me.
Yeah.
No, but I didn't think so. But so, all right. So, folks, I will do my best to restrain my offbeat sense of humor. And I would love to tell you it will never happen again. I'm not sure I can make that promise. And I'd rather get in trouble with you for saying something that you thought was dumb than not being honest. So, I don't know. All righty. I'm trying to think. I'll tell you what, I don't want to. I'll wait till next segment and do the theater reviews next segment so I don't have to do halfway patterns. All right, Manny, what do you got up there? We've got, if you thought the world was going to end, you want to, can you sort of summon that up on your computer?
Let me see if I can.
I'll just hum until you do that. Because we decided for first dates, be on your best behavior. See, I think a great first date is like an amusement park or a street fair or even a walk, something where you don't have to travel very far. You can meet each other there. It's a limited time and duration. It's kind of fun, and so you're going to a museum is a great thing to do. So you can talk and get a sense of each other as opposed to a movie, which is.
And I've got it here.
All right.
We'll go to Lorraine. If the world was going to end, she says that I might indulge myself by eating all of those forbidden treats I deny myself now. After all,
more diets.
Yeah. She says, after all, staying healthy is not such a priority if the world is about to end.
Yeah. It's one of those things that if it doesn't end, then you're really, you've got that extra 15 pounds to deal with that you put on in 3 days. But now I hear what you're saying. Diets all over the world, you could hear them breaking up. All right, what else we got?
and we have Drew. Drew says, go skydiving, eat a big steak, and steal a bulldozer and knock a building down. That would be a fun day.
Whoa, knocking a building down with a bulldozer. Wow.
And stealing the bulldozer, too, at that.
Well, you know, I suppose you could put a lot of things on your credit card. This is a little anarchy, isn't it? The problem is, there was actually a movie about it, about the world ending of people and what they were going to do. And it was Willem Dafoe, who is kind of an interesting actor to begin with. But he was with a much younger woman, and they had a lot of sex, as I recall. But it was an alarming movie. I don't know. I what I'd probably do is take a walk someplace and kind of reassure people and, you know, probably, because my family doesn't live anywhere near, so if I knew the world was going to end, the idea of getting on a plane, I guess it depends how long you have before the world ends. I'd probably give everybody a holler. Then I'd probably go take a walk and hug puppies and reassure people and hold hands and, I don't know about eating. Probably some chocolate in my future, but I would give myself. Who wants to have a headache for the last hours of their life? And overdosing on chocolate might just do that. All right, what else we got?
That was it. That's what we got. Just those two.
Just those two. I thought we had more than that, but all right, fair enough. All right, so hopefully the world's not going to end. And I mean, the question is, would you want to know? Which is, we've asked that question before, not with respect to the world ending, but with respect to if you had a fatal disease, which you want to know. And it's really interesting because it really falls, it's about 50-50 as far as any time we've done it, which is some people say, yeah, they want to be able to plan for it, and other people say, no, it just makes them nervous. So hopefully karma means that you'll get what you want in either case, right? 855-993-7569. I'll tell you about theater when we return. We have about 45 minutes left, so good time for a phone call. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to simplysafedefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's simplysafedefense.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Healthy diet and exercise should be a part of any weight loss effort. A small shipping and handling fee may apply.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. How did I become so fat?
If you are a woman over 40 and you're having trouble losing extra weight, you may be eligible for our risk-free trial of Ambrin Complete by calling 1-800-228-6540. After 40, your body changes, and so should your weight loss strategy. Ambrin Complete is a unique combination of clinically tested formulas specifically for women over 40. Ambrin Complete helps you balance hormones, relieve hot flashes, night sweats, sleeplessness, promote energy levels, and yes, help you lose weight, including that stubborn fat. No crazy diets or exercise routines required. Just take Ambrin Complete for 90 days. It's that easy. So if you're a woman over 40 and you're tired of looking in the mirror and not liking what you see, call the Ambrin hotline today. But wait, call right now and we'll give you a 20-day supply of Ambrin free. Call 1-800-228-6540. That's 1-800-228-6540. Again, 1-800-228-6540.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology. Trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z, 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Righto, 855-993-7569. Val, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. This last weekend, I kind of walked into a family minefield situation.
Okay.
One of my nieces, it was a family gathering, and one of my nieces offered to check on my pet if I decided to go on a trip.
Okay.
The problem is, she is a nosy person and a gossip. And I kind of quickly channeled you and said, no, that's okay, and started talking to the person beside her. but she was trying real hard to, you know, continue. Why wouldn't you want me to take care of your pet? And is there a better way I could have handled that?
What did you actually tell her?
I just said, no, that's okay. And I started talking to another person standing beside her, but her mouth was kind of hanging open and didn't look real happy.
How old is the niece?
I think 33. The single mom.
Would the pet have come to your house, or
no,
would you have gone?
He would have come to my house.
Okay, here's a possibility. Let me just run some things by you, because clearly she was trying to help you out. So one of the possibilities is to say, I got to tell you, I'm one of those people who is not really comfortable having other people in my house. Which does not make you incredibly popular, but it's probably better than what she assumed, which is that you think she's nosy and would gossip.
Well, she's proven that, so.
Yeah. No, I get it. Would that have worked for you? I mean, what did you do about your pet?
Oh, usually I board him. It's very expensive, and I'm retired, so it's kind of difficult to do that.
Look, here's a possibility. Okay? Here's a possibility. Of saying to her, listen, that would be a really lovely thing, but I just need to feel that whatever happens in my house stays in my house, that there's, you know, that there's no discussion about whether I have a clean kitchen or, and you could certainly lock stuff up in terms of making sure that there's nothing around for her to actually sort of snoop on, no bills or anything like that. I mean, has she gotten back to you about this?
No. I'm going to hire her son to help me do some backyard work because it's a huge backyard and kind of out of my ability to do it all on my own, and it will help him and it will help me. And she offered, again, to come over with her other child and help. And I know that what would follow that is, did you see my aunt's yard? You can't believe that it's
okay.
Does.
Has she done? Do you know of any time in the past where she's actually done or said something like that?
Well, I hear all the things she says about other people.
Okay, here's a possibility, because it sounds like this is going to be you saying, you know, I just don't like people in my house. Might work, but. It sounds to me that here's a possibility to just say to her, listen, I think you're wonderful. I just worry a little bit because I know that you've commented on other people's yard and house, and I hate to, you know, I don't think I measure up to your standards, and I'd hate to hear from, you know, your mom or somebody else that you didn't like my yard or house or whatever. So, you know, I sort of feel like my house is really private, and I just need to make sure that you feel comfortable respecting my privacy and my confidentiality.
That's really honest.
Because you're not really accusing her of anything, and what you're saying is, you know, that it's just one of those things I feel very strongly about. And, you know, I don't know, I don't want to put you in a situation where you're feeling like I'm muzzling you, but it's really important to me that did I not hear anything about your experience from other members of the family?
That sounds wonderful.
Okay.
Sounds like being honest enough and respectful enough.
Yeah. I would start, first of all, I would do it face to face. I would take her out for lunch or whatever and just say, look, let me be honest with you. I know I wasn't very tactful the other day when you offered. And first of all, I need to tell you how much I appreciate that. But here's my concern that I think, and here you can even broaden it out, that our family has a tendency to gossip about each other and talk about each other's kitchen or somebody's yard.
That's all right.
Yeah, exactly. And I would just hate, you know, I sort of feel like my house is my little sanctuary, and so letting other people in it is difficult for me, and I don't want to put you in a situation where you feel like I'm muzzling you, but I would love to have you take care of the animal, but I don't want to hear about my house or my yard or anything else as part of the family sort of grapevine or something. You don't even have to say gossip. Gossip, because gossip is a word that's going to make everybody uncomfortable.
Yeah, that's what came to mind, and I thought, you cannot say that.
Well, but you can if you make it, if you broaden it out a little bit. As our family tends to do this. I'm really private. It's almost a fetish with me. So you're not saying you're a blabbermouth. You're not calling your niece a blabbermouth. You say that I, Val, am just particularly hung up on this. And so, it's so kind of you to do this. And not only would you do it, but I'd love to pay you a little bit for it. But I need to make sure that I'm not putting you in an uncomfortable position, because I don't, if somebody says to you, well, gee, how is Val a good housekeeper? I need you to not have an opinion about that.
That's wonderful.
Okay. And I would do it fairly soon, because clearly she was meaning, and you may in the long run have done not only her a great service, but the family in general. Because it took me a while in my family to say, I will listen to you talk about anything except family members. Because if they'll gossip to me about brothers and sisters, they'll gossip to the brothers and sisters about me, and I won't tolerate it. So I just say, look, I don't want to hear it. You know, I will talk with you about anything except family members. I'm not going to do it, positive or negative. I don't want to hear it, because it's never positive. It's always negative.
Yeah. It's something that they think you can laugh at, or...
Yeah, or just feeling a little sibling rivalry or a little competition or whatever it is that's going on. It's just, it's poisonous. And you better believe that somebody will say, well, she said, so I just, the family knows, it doesn't do any good to come to me. And I've actually did it with my mom at one point. She said, well, your father. I said, Mom, I don't want to hear about it. I love you both. I don't want to hear about it. And it was not a terribly popular stance, and still probably isn't. Well, who does she think she is? I don't care who you think I am. I just don't want to play. So I would take her out for lunch, just say, I really appreciate the offer. I apologize. I was a little clumsy. Here's my particular hang up. My fetish is, I'm so private, and I know our family tends to blab, and I don't want to put you in a position where if somebody says, was Aunt Val a good housekeeper, how's her yard, that you're even tempted to share any information. So if we can have that understanding, I'd love to take you up on it.
And I was clumsy. I passed it off so quickly after she'd made a great offer.
Yeah.
That.
Well, so now, and you can do it by being both honest and tactful, and hopefully she'll do it, and maybe you'll sort of change the family dynamic, but it's okay to blab, because it's really not.
That's very hopeful, but thank you.
All right, you're welcome. 855-993-7569. Got another half hour to go. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Two little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller. Guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women. And now, a 90-day supply of Viviscal is offered in your area risk-free, plus free shipping. Call 800-961-6303. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. You'll love your hair growth results, guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, it's recommended by top doctors. Here's Dr. Grant Stevens, board-certified plastic surgeon.
I feel confident recommending Viviscal to women with hair loss, thinning hair, or even dry or brittle hair. It's 100% drug-free, and it's backed by years of clinical research.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now, 800-961-6303. 800-961-6303. That's 800-961-6303.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free from sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural supplement that aids ailing bodies. It has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects of prescription drugs. People people 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Then go to heartandbody.com or call toll-free 866-295-5305 for free information. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. What are you waiting for? Call Heart and Body now at 866-295-5305 for your free information. Go to heartandbody.com, 866-295-5305. Distributor inquiries welcome.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
Spend your life with Extendovite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
America. This is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Give my regards to Broadway. Remember me to Harold Square. Tell all the folks on 42nd Street that I will soon be there. Tell them
All right. We got it. All right. You're soon going to be there. All right, let me review the two plays that I've seen in the last week and also recap the Tony's for you a little bit. If you're going to go see something, the two hot tickets are going to be Fun Home, which is a musical, and actually both of them are musicals, Fun Home and The Curious Incident of the Dog in the Night. Both of them did very well at the Tony's. I think they each got five wins. The audience with Helen Mirren is wonderful to see. Something Rotten, Christian Borle won. He's a terrific actor. I think he's probably going to win in everything he's ever nominated in. They always give him, I think he played Captain Hook in Peter and the Starcatcher, and he plays Shakespeare in Something Rotten, and he has a wonderful ability to be both charming and adorable and over the top completely. So, all right, so let me tell you the two plays, both of which are a little hard to review, to be quite honest. This is a strange time of year for some theater. In that it's the Tonys have now come and gone. If you're looking for something that hasn't come out yet that you think is going to be wonderful, I'd see about getting tickets to Hamilton, which opens the end of this month. It's going to be a very hot ticket. And getting tickets and previews is usually a little bit easier before it's actually reviewed because it was already downtown and was wonderful and won lots of awards from downtown. All right, the first that I'll review for you is at the Atlantic. In fact, are they both at the Atlantic Theater Company, which is in it's an old church in the village, and has a very active group of people who put on new plays. And in fact, there's a lot of that goes around where they have off Broadway that they do plays that they view as sort of avant-garde, not completely over the top, but somewhat. This one is written by Rajiv Joseph, who plays probably Joseph, who also wrote Bengal Tiger at the Baghdad Zoo, which was actually a finalist for the Pulitzer, and it's the one that had Robin Williams in it. That was kind of an odd play about exactly that, of what it of that part of the world and the fact that that it's we don't really understand the sensibilities completely. This one's called Guards at the Taj, and it has two very talented actors, Omar Metwali and Arian Moyed, who play, in fact, guards at the Taj Mahal. And Omar is on the stage to begin with while the audience is still filing in. And the stage looks like almost that he's in a cave. It's this kind of rough-hewn looks like stone, even though you know it's not because it's in a theater. And he's dressed as a guard in 1648 in Agra, India. And his co-guard, Babur, shows up late, running in. And Babur is obviously a little less authoritarian, a little less precise. He's clearly a second child rather than a first child. And what happens, and I don't want to tell you a whole lot about this, but I should probably warn you a little bit. I think the actual sign at the ticket booth says there may be some disturbing imagery. Let me tell you, it's probably the most disturbing thing I've ever seen on stage, ever. In that it's very, the idea is that these two guys are guarding on the overnight the entrance to the Taj Mahal, which has not been opened to the public yet. And the idea is that there were 20,000 workmen who worked for 16 years on the Taj, and it's about to be unveiled, and they are guarding it, and nobody's supposed to see it. And what happens, I don't know if it's true or not. I don't know if it's apocryphal. It's a horrifying story, and there's no indication that in a movie that says based on true events. So I don't know if this actually happened or not. If it happened, it's horrifying. If it didn't happen, it's equally horrifying that somebody could imagine it happening, about what happened to the workmen who are working there. Now, we know that there are precedents about this, for example, that we know the czars would have eight particular vases, for example, done, and then seven of them destroyed, with the idea being that I want to have the only perfect thing. So I don't know if it's a true story. I was kind of afraid, to be quite honest, to Google it. But the second scene in this is one of the goriest, most violent. The depiction is done verbally rather than visually. But I'm just going to tell you this so you know, that the floor is literally awash in blood, which is a very dramatic theatrical event, but very upsetting. And then what happens with the rest of the play? So it is not an easy play to watch. I'm not actually sure what it was about, to be quite honest, other than a world of a different sensibility. It is performed without an intermission. It goes just under an hour and a half. And it will haunt you. And I don't know if it's about power. I don't know if it's about loyalty. I don't know if it's about choices. I'm not sure what they were aiming for, but it's an alarming piece of theater. So you're going to have to see it. It's not that it's bad, because it's not. It's very well written. It's very well acted. The scenes, as you can hear, are very dramatic, but it's not an easy play. And I'm not sure exactly what the point was. Another play that I'm not terribly clear about exactly what they were aiming, what he was aiming for here, is called The Spoils. It's at the New Group at the Pershing Square Signature Theater. This is either the second or the third play I've seen where Jesse Eisenberg both wrote it and starred in it. You're used to seeing them as Mark Zuckerberg, as in the movies. And he is a talented writer. In this one, he plays a completely unlikable person. Nobody likes Ben, and Ben doesn't even like Ben. He's been kicked out of graduate school. He's kind of a dilettante who supposedly is making movies, except he's actually not, living on his dad's money. He's a complete bully, and he has this kind of charming roommate who's Kunal Nair from Big Bang Theory. So Big Bang Theory is covering Broadway these days, who's from Nepal. It turns out that he had a crush on this girl who is now marrying one of his kind of nerdy best friends from elementary school. And so they decide to get together with him. And Kalen, his roommate, has a girlfriend as well from India who really can't stand Ben. And this is a play that's almost 2.5 hours. And one of the problems is watching the protagonist, which is Ben, Jesse Eisenberg, is a completely unlikable, foul-mouthed, despicable human being. And he does despicable things. He lies. He cheats. He steals. I mean, he's just an awful human being. And we have to be with him for 2.5 hours. I'm not giving away very much. I'm not going to tell you exactly what happens. But there seems to be some vague redemption in the last 5 minutes. But the question, as far as I'm concerned, is it worth spending 2.5 hours of your life with this really despicable human being to look for some mild redemption at the very end? And I don't know. You're going to be on your own on this. And you've got two very well-known actors, one from movies and one from television. I have no complaint with the acting. And, I mean, I just wish I could sort of grab Jesse and say, look, you're clearly a talented playwright, but do you have to be quite so foul-mouthed all of the time? And can you put slightly more likable, they don't have to be lovable, characters so that we don't mind spending all that much time with them? I don't know if the spoils usually refers to the spoils of war, right? And Ben is having a war with everybody. I don't know if the spoils refers to the fact that these people are spoiled and have unrealistic expectations. I don't know, again, what this play was really trying to achieve. What I sort of felt was, I don't like most of these people. And I've just spent 2.5 hours of my life with them, and I'm not sure what they wanted me to take away from this. So, the reviews are on drjoy.com, and if you like sort of avant-garde, look, if you're looking for The Sound of Music, these two ain't. If you're looking for something rotten, the play Something Rotten is much more fun than these two, and they're not fun. They are thought-provoking. They are haunting, but I don't know what we're supposed to take away from these. And part of, I guess, what I look for in art is it fun to be there? And these two do not qualify that. How do I feel about it 24 hours later? And do they stick with me? So these will keep your attention. It's not a whole lot of fun to be there. And the haunting factor, are you being haunted for the right reason? So I don't know. You're on your own about these. But you'll see the reviews. All right? You'll see my reviews. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
On Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show. 2 little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller. Guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women. And now, a 90-day supply of Viviscal is offered in your area risk-free, plus free shipping. Call 800-961-6303. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. You'll love your hair growth results, guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, it's recommended by top doctors. Here's Dr. Grant Stevens, board-certified plastic surgeon.
I feel confident recommending Viviscal to women with hair loss, thinning hair, or even dry or brittle hair. It's 100% drug-free, and it's backed by years of clinical research.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now, 800-961-6303. 800-961-6303. That's 800-961-6303.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, 855-993-7569. Sam, getting better at it. 855-993-7569.
You are progressing very nicely.
Thank you. A steep learning curve. There we go. All right, San Francisco. Now, we got a huge amount of grief when our then-Mayor Bloomberg outlawed 16-ounce and larger sugary drinks. You can't sell them that way anymore. And it was called a nanny state, and I think it was actually overturned. I know it was actually appealed. So San Francisco has now approved warnings on ads for sugary sodas and other drinks. Saying sugary sodas and other drinks contribute to health problems, the supervisors voted unanimously to approve health warnings on ads. The soda industry said it might sue to block the ordinance. Oh, please. While supporters said they will seek to expand the warning requirement beyond the city. Apparently, San Francisco is the first place in the country to require such a warning on ads for soda if it receives a second approval from the Board of Supervisors next week and the mayor doesn't veto it. See how strong the lobby for sodas is. They're trying to push a statewide warning requirement, but it did fail as a city ballot measure lost last year to impose a tax on sugary drinks. Another attempt at the sugar-sweetened beverage tax is being considered. Who's a surgeon and a member of the board of the American Heart Association, which lobbied for the ordinance approved Tuesday. He said advocates will seek to expand the warning message throughout the state. It defines sugar-sweetened beverages as drinks with more than 25 calories from sweeteners plus 12 ounces, per 12 ounces. That's not very much. That means some of the Snapple stuff is going to fall into that as well. So advertising for such sodas as Coca-Cola Zero and other no-calorie drinks would not require a warning, but ads for regular Coca-Cola would. Well, I mean, there are some health issues associated with sugar-free drinks as well, but I think they're worrying about the obesity issue at this moment. There was really an alarming report that came out a couple of years ago, which I haven't seen replicated, which doesn't mean it's not true. But it turns out that there was a study that suggested that diet drinks increased your appetite. How depressing is that? It reminds me, there was a story, I wasn't living in New York at the time, but there was a story about this cart, well before they had all the carts that they have now, that had that said that they had these milkshakes, and they were only like 100 calories or something. And the line would be around the box, chocolate milkshakes, and all the secretaries would come out and decide that this was this yummy thing that only had 100 calories. And some skeptical man took one of the drinks to the health department and had it analyzed, and it had something like, you know, 1,500 calories or something. And the retort was, how could you lie to a fat girl? So presumably, which is all of us view ourselves as fat, whether we are or not. So the idea being that that calories have been an issue for a very long time. Apparently, the sports and energy drinks are not going to be able to walk away from this. Vitamin waters and iced teas that exceed the 25-calorie limit. I know a lot of people who think drinking their iced tea is really good for them, except if you look at how many calories in it. Milk and 100% natural fruit and vegetable drinks are exempt. 100% natural fruit drinks have a lot of calories in them, folks. The label for billboards and other ads would read, warning, big letters, drinking beverages with added sugars contributes to obesity, diabetes, and tooth decay. This is a message from the city and county of San Francisco. The ordinance would require the warning on print advertising within city limits, billboards, walls, taxis, and buses. It would not apply to ads appearing in newspapers, circulars, broadcast outlets, or the internet. Well, that's kind of weird, isn't it? Probably because they're going to... I mean... The internet, I can understand it's harder to police, but broadcast? I don't know. Soda cans and bottles would not have to carry the warning. I mean, I think that's where it should be, not on the ads. But supervisors quickly approved the proposal with an 11-0 vote requiring the warning, as well as two other measures aimed at curbing sugary drink consumption. One proposal would prohibit soda ads on city-owned property, much like San Francisco does with tobacco and alcohol. Another would prohibit city funds from being used to buy soda. That's an interesting idea. These are not harmless products that taste good. These are products that are making people sick, and we need to take action. A 12-ounce can of regular Coke contains 140 calories, all from sugar. The can contains 39 grams of added sugar, which is about 9 teaspoons. 1 teaspoon of sugar has about 16 calories. Liquid sugar is the new tobacco as far as some public health advocates are concerned. Berkeley approved a soda tax last year, the first in the country to do so, but San Francisco rejected one. Davis, a college town near Sacramento, is requiring restaurants to serve milk and water as the default drink with children's menus. We did a story about that, about a restaurant that started doing that. He said that the price went up by about 17%, but the number of people coming in sort of doubled. So opponents have said it's not fair to single out billboard advertising for sugary drinks. A spokesperson for CalBev, which represents the state beverage industry, said the organization might sue. Great. Aside from being bad public policy, there's some free speech issues. Oh, dear. I want, you know, of all the rights that we have, I would say that the one that is most badly abused is free speech. I suppose that's so easy to do. And there, I mean, the issues get really cloudy very quickly. Eric Marr, who sponsored all three measures, said the approval should pave the way for another soda tax on the November 2016 ballot. More than half the voters approved last year's measure, but it required a two-thirds majority because it was a special tax. This time it could be pitched as a general tax and require only a simple majority. It's likely that as we move forward, this would be a general tax like Berkeley has, and we're building up to that by raising awareness. 32% of children and teens in San Francisco are overweight or obese. That's one-third. That figure is lower than Los Angeles, San Jose, and Sacramento. All right, there you go. So I thought we'd ask on Facebook what things in our lives should have warning labels on them, and I suggested that sexual organs do not count. We're not going to start putting warning organs on. That was a joke, folks. Don't send me an email about it, all right? Oh, well, you can send me an email if you want to. Manny, you just have to sort of explain to them that I was only kidding. Manny, could you laugh here so they know that I was kidding? Thank you. I appreciate you. That a lot. Yeah, thanks. I actually was a lot more graphic when I was talking to Manny about it. So he knows I was kidding, I think. All righty, 855. Yeah, 855-993-7659. I mean, the question is, should government be doing this? And I think the answer is, look, government promotes all sorts of things. One of the really scary things is, I don't know if it's still true, but the VA hospital had cut-rate cigarettes in vending machines. And I don't know if that's still true, but that was terrifying because a huge number of people in VA hospitals suffer from lung issues. So you don't want to make their drug of choice cheap. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWay.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.